RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
Texans heavy up on the line. Stroud under center. Woody Marks in the backfield. 2nd and 8 from the Houston 3. Stroud looks it over. Hand off Marks. Finds a little hold. 5, 10. Woody Marks, 15. Woody Marks, 20. And down at the 23-yard line. Big run to get them out of the shadow of their goalpost.
You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Victory Reaction Monday to you. Because the Texans got a 20-16 victory over the Los Angeles Chargers. Some fireworks early, but more importantly, this was the groundwork that was necessary, literally and figuratively. You hear Woody Marks with a solid run, and that's more of what this Texans team is. Like, the flash is there, and that is awesome, right? It was cool to have that, but we know, we watch this team all the time. What makes this team actually work is the idea of Woody Marks or Jawar Jordan being able to run the ball for sometimes 4 yards, sometimes 7 or 9 yards to salt the game away. Yep. And sometimes when you need it in the shadow of your own end zone, a nice 19-yard run to open up some space and let you continue a drive in a normal fashion. That's what this offense has been. It's been enough. I've called the run game sufficient at times. Not good, not great. And I mean that very literally. I don't think this is a good run game. I'll put my hand to God and say that. I'll stand in front of D'Amico Ryans, and I might wince just in case he might swing at me, but I tell him, I don't think it's a good run game, I think it's a sufficient one.
I think empirical data would support you. Like, I don't know, other than if we want to point to some of those key moments, like if we want to just go with timely, like I mentioned this earlier, they were able to run it pretty well early, and they ran it just well enough late to be able to ice the game. But
there was quite literally a drive where you go 9 yard run, 7 yard run, 9 yard run, something like that.
Yeah, so they have it in spurts. But overall, it is not a good rushing attack. Like, just by any stretch. I mean, going into the game, they were ranked 23rd rushing offense. So, like, I don't think you can put any lipstick on that pig and make it look pretty, right? Like, that is, not to anger Lopez from wherever he's at, but that kind of just is what it is.
No, like, do it. In fact, Colin, if you could do me a favor, clip that and send that to Lopez so that we can annoy him.
Lopez.
From remote.
Listen, Lopez, Texans rushing offense, ranked 23rd going into this game, and it is what it is. That offense, that rushing offense, not very good, but they've found something within it. Between the offensive line combination, which did not exist in this game because they were injured, but between the offensive line combination that they found midway through the season and leaning into Woody Marks as their lead back, the revelation that has been Jawar Jordan over the last few weeks.
He carries 36 yards, man. 4.5 a pop is kind of nice there.
They found something. They found some kind of pocket here. Got to give them credit. Now, the question, though, right, is can they win this way? Can they, maybe a better way to put it, can the Texans continue to win this way, the way that they have won over these last 8 games? What has brought them to 11 wins so far? Can they continue to win with the ball control, shoddy rushing attack, sporadic passing attack, dominant defense? Can they win this way? All the questions that we have about the offense, the conservative play calling, and the conservative sort of attack and approach that they have, especially once they get ahead. Is this a formula? Is this something that brings about confidence? Is this something that you actually can rely on with this Texans team as it gets a lot tougher, as the road gets tougher ahead in the playoffs? That's the question for him.
I'm of two minds. Like, my general gut reaction is one that is more negative. And then the other reaction is more positive in that they just keep doing it, right? Like, there's certain things in life that you go, I don't think that's the case, except evidence continues to prove contrary.
Yeah.
And at some point, the sample is large enough. And yes, I'm giving you all the nerd stat jargon of this, but the sample becomes large enough where I have to trust what I'm seeing. Like, I have to some degree, because as we've talked about, not a particularly good run team, although they mention on the text line, what's odd is that the rushing offense was 23rd last year, too. Not that odd when you remember how bad the offensive line was. Yeah. Joe Mixon was out here fending for himself.
Yeah.
But then also, like, when they get to the fourth quarter, they're able to do what they need to do. The defense matters a good regard in this. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine in the national media. And before this game, I think it was actually literally, or no, it might have, yeah, it was before the game, where I was talking about some of the things that were concerns, for lack of a better term, for me. And one of those was also the defense, right? Because the defense is the reason why this recipe works. And last week after that Raiders game, I was like, oof, are we seeing the thinning out that is going to dull the razor blade of this, the buzzsaw that is this Texans defense, because the defensive tackle rotation that had been really good and allowed your edges to be what they were was getting thin. The linebackers didn't look as hot without Aziz. Does that mean anything? The secondary, especially as you're seeing Caleb Bullock have to try and be a box safety when he is not a box safety. And then you're seeing bumps and bruises, which we saw continue in this game from your star cornerback. Stingley leaves for a couple of plays. Kamari leaves for a couple of plays. Even Aziz leaves for a couple of plays in this game. And I'm going, is that attrition that happens in football going to take it to where your defense just is a little bit, goes from being otherworldly to very good? And very good sounds great, except when you need otherworldly to make the balance work. Except they do it again. They come back, and the defense looks pretty otherworldly. The offense is able to go and get some explosives early on to help balance what they're doing with this game. And so the answer for me still feels like it comes back to, yes, they can win this way. And yet I still don't feel confident in the answer for one reason alone. Or maybe not one reason alone, but at least one reason. The playoffs are a different animal. The playoffs are you're weeding out the chaff in theory, and you're going against only the best teams, and also inherently the playoffs are a small sample. And so all it takes is one slip up for a thin margin of error to become no margin for error to become the reason why you lose a game. And ain't no, we'll get him next week. But then I will counter myself and then saying they've done it for 8 straight weeks.
That's what I'm going to say. Like, doesn't there have to be something said for, when you break it down into a small sample, taking the larger sample as what you use as your evidence on what they can do in the smaller? Like, hey, we've got this larger piece of evidence that says, and I've been saying this for a while, it says that 23 is the number. The Texans score 23 points, and by and large, they win the game. And in the rare case that they don't, or in the rare cases that they haven't, they have been able to score more. The only time that 23 points wouldn't have won them a game in a game that they lost was the one against the Seattle Seahawks. They would be, what are they, 11-5?
They are 11-5 currently. Yes,
they
sir.
They would be, doing quick math here, 14 and, or they would be 15-1 at this point if they just scored 23 points in every game.
Sure.
So yeah. Like in literally in every game that they including the ones that they lost, right? So the Jacksonville game, they needed more than that, but they got more than that, right? So like that is the data point. That is the formula. It's interesting because it feels like the answer to this question should be, yeah, they shouldn't be able to win like this. Like, this shouldn't work. This should at some point bite them in the tail when they get in the postseason, when they get in the playoffs. And I will say this, if there is anything that will bite them in the tail, if there is anything that will hold them back from reaching their goals, it would be this part. The fact that their offense is not prolific enough, that it can't keep up if it needs to, right? That would be the thing that would hold them back. However, it's not like, I feel like we've done a bad job at times, either, you know, not just media, but fans, when we talk about and evaluate the team, we want to silo the defense and silo the offense. Oh, the defense is great, but the offense isn't doing what it's supposed to do. They're not holding up their end of the bargain. And while that's true, we do also have to keep in mind that the offense gets to take the defense with them. It's not like we're just going to throw the offense into the playoffs and say, all right, defense, y'all go home now. That's no longer a factor into the game plan. No, this historically good defense is going to go with this sporadic offense into the playoffs, and this has been their formula, the 23-point formula to win a game. And it worked in this game, worked against the Raiders, even in the game that we're talking about where the defense did not look as good. So, yeah, I don't love it. It does not give me a lot of confidence. It doesn't make me feel good. It's certainly not the most watchable, enjoyable watch, right, when they're not scoring or they're not moving the ball for long stretches in the game. But can they win with it? I believe so, because they have.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's supposed to make you feel good. It's supposed to get the job done. I have a friend.
It's what was the dish that you mentioned?
Borscht.
It's borscht. It's all right. Sometimes you need a little bit of borscht in your life, man.
But there's also something to be said for, they have mentally been playing playoff games for a number of weeks now. And that's the thing where there's two things in this game versus the Chargers that help me mitigate my skepticism that is just always ever present for me. I think you've known this, and me in knowing me, B. Scott, is that just skepticism just oozes out of all my pores.
I think it's healthy.
I don't feel like oozing is healthy in any facet or form.
Yeah, maybe the visual of skepticism actually oozing out of your pores, you might need to get that checked out. But metaphorically speaking,
I think it works. The two things, one is mentality-wise, they've been playing playoff games. And so the idea of the stage changing the way that they play, I don't think is going to happen. I think that they mentally have been playing playoff football. The idea of the ball bouncing the wrong way, this was a game where the ball bounced the wrong way a few times. You have a couple of interceptions by C.J. Stroud. Both of them, I think C.J. bears some responsibility for, but not all the responsibility for. How much does that matter in the context of what we're talking about? Maybe not as much, but also the idea that sometimes people make great plays on the other side of you is there, and sometimes you will make mistakes. I think both of those happen in this game, and you're able to weather that. I think that all of that should be some level of comfort, and I'm taking it as a level of comfort. And the other thing that I'm trying to figure out how much comfort I should take, so maybe you can help me out here, B. Scott, these big plays that they're able to make on the first and second drive of the game are huge, because for me, I know what the average is on this offense. That's been well established. But what's the high water mark? If you just need to put the pedal to the metal, put the thing in the highest gear that'll go, and just real quick see what you can do. The idea is they can get points real quick. How much of that is the Chargers not being prepared for you, and how much of that is we can create a big play when we need to, because this is a team that game script seems to matter a lot for, like how the game is going. If you get out early, it's like, oh, good luck catching up to us against this defense. I keep asking myself, what does this team look like when they get down and they need to go get it? And it's always been a fairly negative feeling for me. Those big plays, I go, how much can they dial that up? Because if that's the case, I feel a lot more comfortable.
Yeah, it is not a team. We mentioned this earlier. It is not a team that is built to play from behind. It does not feel that way. So you think back to the early game, or the game earlier in the season on Monday Night Football, coming out of the bye week against the Seattle Seahawks. That was a game where they fall down early in that one, and they were clearly not equipped to rally back in that game. Now, I think that they have found more pieces within their offense since that game, like the The rookies have been more of a revelation. If you want to go from Woody Marks is now their lead back all the way up to Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel, both contributing in the passing game, and especially in this game.
Did you notice that every receiver besides Woody Marks at least three targets?
That's been a thing for them, right? And especially in these in this little stretch here with the particularly with CJ Stroud, like the theme of the Davis Mills, you know, short-lived Davis Mills era while CJ Stroud was injured was, man, he's feeding it to Nico. He's finding Nico to the point where people were asking if he's got more chemistry with Nico than CJ Stroud, which was crazy. But then CJ Stroud comes back and he's spreading the ball around. Nico's getting fed. Everybody else is getting fed. And it is a part of what they do. So I don't know if that was necessarily the same or was the case earlier on in the season. And so you've got to feel a lot better about that. But this is the thing for me. The fact that it seems like they're able to finish games, this was something that they weren't able to do at all early in the season. They could not finish a game to save their lives.
But it's been the mantra all the way through.
Yeah. And to me, more specifically, the let's not beat ourselves. The Chargers game is not the best example, again, because CJ Stroud threw two picks. I understand that. But as a whole, the mantra of we're not going to beat ourselves, but our defense is special enough, not just to get off the field, but they can disrupt the game enough for an offense for them to beat themselves, right? So,
yeah.
So, like, we're beating up on them on this end, and then on our end, we're just simply not going to beat ourselves. That, to me, is something that they – it's not something that I feel great about, but it is something that it feels like they have mastered.
And so, when it comes down to it, like, more and more so, especially after this Chargers game where – in this run of games, with CJ returning at the very least is the starting point that I'll put. This was the game that I was circling as the final test, so to say, to give me some level of peace on what the answer would be here. And I feel like there's no other answer besides, yes, they can win the playoffs like this. Now, can and will is a different thing. It's why you play the game, and games are not played on paper. But they have everything within their toolbox to go and win. It's not the most robust toolbox. They didn't get the Crayola pack with 96 colors in it, but they got enough colors to paint the picture.
Yeah, and to their credit, and somebody on the chat mentioned this on the YouTube, they did rally against the Jags from 19 down. That was a Davis Mills game. Like, that is something that I think is like a feather in the cap, but also felt like a one-off, right? When you take in what else they've done offensively around that, you're like, I don't know how much I can really rely on them to do that. But they did do that.
They did.
So you got to give them at least enough credit to say, hey, you know, this we've seen enough from this offense to feel like it should be better than what it is.
Incredible. A 0-3, a 3-5 team has gotten to a place where a week out from the playoffs, they've punched their ticket, and you feel very confident that no matter who they come up against, which will matter with the way that this final week goes and seeding, you feel good about it. You feel good about it in 1 week. You feel good about it in 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
How good do you feel about it for 4-5 weeks? B. Scott,
I feel good today.
Okay, very good.
I'll take it now. Today is all I can handle. I don't know. We have to come back to me.
We'll find out. You got us here on Sports Radio 610 to ride with you the entirety of the way as the Texans punch their ticket to the playoffs for the third straight year. First time in Texans history that they've done that. Third straight year in CJ Stroud's history. Third straight year in D'Amico Ryan's history as a Texan. What a great time to be a Houston Texan. All right, you're in the loop. Here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we'll do our Lunchtime Confessions presented by the Men's Clinic. Next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song. And while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, presented by the Men's Clinic on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, I'm going to be honest, which I always am. I'm never lying to you.
Is this going to be a confession within a confession?
Somewhat. No, not really.
The inception of confessions?
I have a take that sounds absurd, but the more that I've thought on it and the more I flesh it out, the more I believe it.
Okay.
So I believe that Christmas Day is the NFL's Vietnam.
Okay, you're gonna definitely have to flesh this out.
Can you expand on this, please?
Did I deliver on it being absurd on the front end? Is that
Christmas Day?
The Christmas Day of NFL slate playing football on Christmas is the NFL's Vietnam.
Okay, so like as Vietnam is to America, is what you mean?
Vietnam, like the Vietnam War. And
right,
again,
no, I understand.
I've made it clear that I've been watching a lot of Watchmen.
Yeah, sure.
So the nature of the Vietnam War being front of mind for me, very much so. Yeah. But the reason why I think about this is the NFL not an empire that is just so much, at least in the media landscape, looking to expand and expand without really taking much thought and consideration for the landscape that it's going into. Like, the NFL feels very much like what America was at that point, was just like, I am undefeatable. It does not matter. Wherever I go, I'm going to win. And then they happened to walk into some booby-trapped territory where they ended up on Christmas Day, and we got some stinkers. And I understand that not every year are you going to get stinkers. However, I think that it's worth noting that the landscape of Christmas being later than Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, you're probably going to be good for it. You've got some tradition in there with the Lions and the Cowboys. But then on top of that, you're earlier on in the season. I think there's something to be said for by week 16, there are some teams that could be out of the way. And with the nature of the NFL season year over year, you can't guarantee what those teams are that are going to be good. They thought they had a banger with the Chiefs on Christmas. Come Christmas Day, the Chiefs were... You were watching Chris Oladokun. Shout out to my Nigerian, but wasn't nobody trying to see that? It's so hard to be able to tell who's going to be good on Christmas. It's not really a flexible day. Like, this is territory that they didn't realize was as tough as it is. And so they then walked into this place where they thought they were just going to slaughter the NBA's landscape of Christmas. And they found that actually it's a lot more difficult than you give it credit for.
So I see what you're saying here. And I agree with part of the premise, because look, and this is the part I agree with. I watched all of the NBA games. I think I might have watched a total of 7 NFL snaps on Christmas Day.
Oh, wow.
I think I watched maybe 1 from the first game and maybe 5 to 6 from the that Vikings Lions game. But I was not tapped into the NFL on Christmas Day. I also wasn't one of those people that just was like, man, how dare the NFL try to infringe upon? Because to me, the benefit of having one program be all on network television and then the other one's all on the streaming is that we've got all of these options. Here's where I'm not sure that the comparison goes all the way through.
Okay.
I think that America was clearly wrong about its dominance and how successful it would be in the Vietnam War. No need to relitigate that, but let's just say it didn't work out the way that they thought. I think that the NFL is much more closer to being right because I don't think that there's an issue with them giving a slap on Christmas Day. I think the overall public has shown that they are willing to consume bad football no matter what.
Who are you telling?
So, like, to me, this is not an L. They did this because they can strong arm their way onto the Christmas Day scene, and people are. Look, I went to a relative's house. And mind you, I'm the person that's been watching basketball all day.
Certainly.
That's where I ended up finding that the Vikings Lions game.
Sure.
Because that was a football watching household.
Sure.
They're not going to be sitting around watching basketball. They're not into it like that. And they're also not really a streaming household, but somebody in that house had Netflix.
Sure.
And they figured out a way to get that game on. And so to me, that was cool for them. Cool for them. And you're going to have plenty of people that are going to choose football over basketball every time.
And I'll remind you, a lot of people view the Vietnam War as more of a stalemate than anything. I think you're right. There is something to, I'm not trying to say that like, oh man, NFL lost this. That'd be absurd. Like even with Christmas Day NBA putting on some good games, if we go starting to talk about this in the context of ratings, NFL still wins just because, as you mentioned, we will take football in any form.
Yep.
Y'all was out here watching XFL.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And to that degree, it's foolproof. I think it is foolproof. That is the benefit for them, but also kind of the curse of it of like, man, hey, I'm tuning in to watch football, but they'll just give us anything. The whole idea of a Thursday night football game to begin with, I know we are now used to it, but it's silly on its face.
Sure.
That's why I had such objections last year, because I was like, y'all already trained us to watch football on Thursday, but Christmas on a Wednesday, y'all going to take that over? Y'all going to play football on a Wednesday? Oh, word. Texans got to play 3 games in 11 days? Oh, word.
Yeah.
That's the greed part of it that I don't like, but I do understand where the NFL is coming from and from the standpoint of, hey, y'all watch these London games early in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all watch on Thursday nights. Like, they know that people are going to watch.
Oh, yeah. The greed is going to continue to be there. But I did find it interesting this Christmas looking up and being like, oh, this terrain is actually a lot more thorny than you gave it credit for. And yeah. I found that to be deeply interesting.
Yeah, yeah. These are my confessions. I have, for the last year, put it right at about a year, been a bad father.
Oh,
I didn't realize it until I became a good father again. But apparently for the last year, I've been a bad father. So on Christmas, for Christmas, I got my 2 youngest kids new bikes, new bicycles. Okay. They had gone a year without bicycles. And in that time, they didn't really go outside a lot.
Oh.
And I also, during this time, would criticize them for being these soft ass kids who like to stay inside all the time. But what I didn't give enough credit for was, for a long stretch of that time, we lived in a house. We have since moved, but we lived in a house with no sidewalks and very few children in the neighborhood. It felt like a retirement community of sorts.
Oh, okay.
And so there were no bikes, there were no sidewalks, there were no children. Since then, so that was a year ago Christmas.
Yeah.
Fast forward to now, they live in a neighborhood with sidewalks, they got bikes, and there's children in the neighborhood.
And they be outside, don't they?
And they be outside. I can't get them from outside. I've had to set new ground rules. Hey, son, put a shirt on. Put your shoes on. Because, you know, they kind of country kids. I'm like, hey, man, you can't be out here riding your bike with no shoes and no shirt. They going to think that whoever your parents are don't love you.
They going to think that he's negligent. You're going to get a call.
Put your clothes on.
You're going to get a visit for some people.
This was a couple days ago. My daughter goes out there. She's got on her pajamas. Sweetheart, you know how I feel about pajamas. Pajama day at school, I ain't with it. I ain't with you wearing your pajamas riding a bike around the neighborhood. Go put your clothes on. They are outside. And the only reason, the whole moral of the story is, you want your kids to go outside, make sure that they got bikes, they'll go outside.
That's a really good point.
It was my fault. It was me keeping the kids inside, not really thinking about it, but also criticizing them for being these soft-ass kids that don't like to touch grass.
I feel like there's more that can be learned from that, but I feel like that'd be a whole thing, like a whole message. I feel like I'd be on the pulpit at that point trying to extrapolate the lesson.
Oh, man, look, there's a lot of lessons to be learned with raising this generation of kids. We are doomed. Our future, if it's in their
hands. But apparently
hands,
not doomed that much, because all you got to do is, just like us, give them something to go outside for, and they'll be out there.
Listen, I'm around them enough, man. We are doomed. Doomed. I don't want to die young. However, I am worried about what it's going to look like when I get old.
It is
not going to be pretty. Okay. We are not on the right track.
All right. These are my confessions. So that I will leave us on a positive note, I think that the Pop-Tarts Bowl, man, is giving us something to appreciate. Honestly, the bowl games in general.
Yeah.
I think I realized something that I very much want from the bowl games, because, you know, I mean, I'm big on the save the bowl games. The bowl games need to matter at least as much as they possibly can. And you know what I need from them? I need the media, particularly ESPN, because they're broadcasting most of these bowl games, is to treat them like the Olympics.
Mm.
Right? I don't have interest in all of these teams, especially when we talk about like Jacksonville State. Right. When we get to teams like that, I mean,
Colin and I do. We've had some run ins with Jacksonville State, the Sam Houston State guys, but we digress.
Yeah. Y'all don't have to have interest in them. But like, I don't have interest in them. However, what I need is give me the human interest. Like, you can always look at the Olympics. The Olympics is treated like sports for people that don't watch sports.
Yeah.
So in order to get those people invested, what they do is like, here is the story of this person, and this is why you should care about them. And you may not care about like what this team does and what they do, but you going, hey, I like that dude and I want to see him win. Give me that in the bowl game so I can be tapped in. Because the games are actually pretty fun.
But that requires journalism. I don't know. Do they still do that there?
I'm not even saying it
as a criticism. It's just not a thing that people do.
Accusing the worldwide leader of sports.
That's right.
Of not doing any journalism.
He wouldn't be the first.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Or at least significantly less than they had at one point.
And look, to be fair, look, journalism is not profitable in the name of the game these days in this capitalistic society is to make a buck. And so what do you want? What do you want to do? You want to be this? You want to play ethical ball? Or you want to make this money?
Listen,
I get it.
It requires effort, though, B. Scott. And, you know,
come on now. Can AI run that report that you're looking for? I don't know how much they use AI. I'm just taking shots now.
I'm sure they do use AI.
Oh, yeah.
No. I mean, they probably use AI to like, hey, look this over. Is there any grammatical errors or whatever?
I've got enough media jobs to know that everyone is using AI. Take it from me.
You talk about the future being.
For sure.
Yeah, I was
talking about the future being.
Hey, but I mean, all of it, man. These kids are using AI to write their report, like their book reports and stuff like that. For like structure.
Here I was trying to be positive and we didn't.
Man, it is
hell in a handbasket, damn it.
It is real life, bro.
But you know what? You know what'll cheer you up again? The Texans going to the playoffs, baby. Victory reaction Monday. Indeed. Texans get a 20-16 victory over the Los Angeles Chargers. If you ever needed just a shot of adrenaline, just, oh, damn, the Texans did win, didn't they? On a Saturday, too. Okay, enjoy your Sunday watching good football. What a time. Texans won, Rockets won, Cougs won, and the Kinders Texas Bowl. All is well in the world. In fact, speaking of winners. Because Houston is a bunch of winners. If anybody tells you different, punch them in the face. Don't do that, though. Coming up next in Loop, let's talk about it. Who are some winners and losers of the weekend? Who do you feel like had a good weekend? Because I could tell you one Texan had a great weekend just by having bars. 713-572-4610. We'll talk about it next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com.
Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atatula.
You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 on a Victory Reaction Monday. Reginald Atatula in with B. Scott, who's sitting in for the OG John Lopez. We got Colin Neal on the ones and twos in for Figgy Fig. Who are the winners and losers of the weekend, B. Scott? And listeners, 713-572-4610, because I thought that this was a very fun weekend for sports in general. And if you feel like there's some non-sports winners and losers, go ahead and throw those in as well. I would like to start Texans-wise here, winners and losers.
Let's.
If you don't mind. And I might be unfair to start off the field. Actually, let me start on the field here. And Colin, I'm asking for an audible here. So if you can give me a cut on the fly, I would appreciate it. I would very much like highlight number 25 when you can get to it. Go ahead and give me the signal, and I will get there here in a second. But before I get there, can I salute the Stafford boy himself?
All right, let's do
Jalen
it.
Jalen Petrie.
I'm down for that. I spent 7th through 9th grade at Stafford. So,
okay.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go Stafford Spartans, baby.
Jalen Petrie. In this game, obviously, is the general Jalen Petrie, like being that good nickelback. After the game, shout out to Jordan Rodriguez. She works for The Athletic, does great job writing NFL stuff. In fact, she just wrote a piece about the Texans,
yeah,
which is part of why I imagine she was at this game.
Yeah, it's a good read.
Apparently, Jalen Petrie, in the locker room post game, said, "God is the greatest. The Texans defense is probably second."
That's a great line.
What?
It's a great line.
That is tough.
That quote.
What?
I'll go further and say this. I feel like that quote can replace the nickname exercise that we used to do.
Yeah.
Like, what is the nickname for this defense? Settle on whatever you like. We can all have a different one. If there are a million Texans fans, let's just give it a random number, then there can be a million different answers to that question. But let's all unite around this quote, this pull quote, as a theme for this Texans defense. God is the greatest. The Texans defense is second.
That is so. He said probably. So I appreciate him leaving a little bit of room for some other stuff in there. But that quote, you know what I immediately saw when I heard that quote? When, or if, to allow some wiggle room, because I'm big on wiggle room. If the Texans ultimately do the thing that it feels more and more likely that they have a possibility of doing, right? I don't have to say it out loud, just in case y'all come around calling me some kind of jinx.
Y'all know what he's talking about.
Somebody's going to inevitably write a definitive book about this time period, right? I don't even know who it would be that would write the book, but somebody going to write that book. And when they write that book,
I'll do it if y'all paying.
That quote.
I want B. Scott to write it.
I want to put that out there.
that quote is going to be somewhere on that, on the cover, whether it's the front cover, back cover, is going to be in, it's going to be a pull quote on reviews. That quote right there is going to be something of note when it comes to this season, because that quote is incredible.
Yeah, it's really good. It almost makes you wonder, like, because I've talked to Jalen Petrie quite a bit and he's a affable guy, but we've never gotten anything close to that. So, like, shout out to Jordan Rodriguez or whoever it is that got that quote out of him. That is really, really good. Almost to the point to where it was surprising. It had,
and he's wild humble, yeah, as well. And I know that he along with so many of these Texans, super God fearing. So like the idea of blasphemy or saying the Lord's name in vain is one of those things that they take seriously. That quote is not to be taken lightly from Jalen Petrie. He means something by that.
Well, but it also feels like it could have been one off the cuff or done in conversation. Like these media scrums, especially the ones that happen more so in the locker room, can become more conversational. And, you know, the players, especially if they're comfortable with you, let their guard down a little bit. And they'll kind of just throw out little quotes out there as an aside, if you will. And this is one that stands out for sure. Stands out. I like it. I'm with it.
I need us to pump this up more. I need this to be like on NFL Network. Yeah, y'all got to talk about this. That's tough. That is an incredible quote.
I want that on a T-shirt.
Yeah. He should put it over his locker room or over his locker in the locker room.
That would be tough. How about this for a winner on the weekend? Can you give me highlight number 25 from this Chargers or this victory over the Chargers?
Herbert under center, one back. Everybody bunched in fairly tight here. Herbert to pass. Herbert stepping up. Herbert in trouble again. He drops the football, and Herbert covers it up back at the 19-yard line. It's a sack on the play, and the Chargers call timeout with 25 seconds to go.
Shout out to the defensive line, baby.
Man, it was so good. So good from said go. And, of course, you know, Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson get the sacks to end the first two drives that the Chargers go on. But let's not ignore what the interior guys were doing on some of those plays. Like it's the Will Anderson sack where it's actually Sheldon Rankins that gets there first. And Sheldon Rankins gets there first because
Danico Autry ear hold the center.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Which he is just a specialist at. So you got to give Will Anderson credit for winning his one-on-one. You got to give Danico Autry his credit for doing his part. You got to give Sheldon Rankins credit for getting home. Obviously, Danielle Hunter on the previous drive. We saw some Derek Barnett in this game. We saw a number of guys step up along this defensive line. If we were to do earlier when we did the question of the game, who was the most impressive?
Mm-hmm.
If I had gone position group instead of player, it would have easily been the Texans defensive
line. Five sacks.
So good.
And it felt like there was probably an opportunity to have more because Justin Herbert was running for his life and making plays by scrambling. So, yeah. Shout out to them. Some other winners and losers. How about Derek Bleeping Henry?
Yeah,
El Tractocito himself. Whew. We shouldn't make these in real life. 1 week after inexplicably not being on the field during with the game on the line.
They said, we got something for that.
They were like, oh, my bad. Let me fix that. 216 yards, 4 touchdowns. 7th career 200-yard rushing game.
It confuses me. I'm not going to pretend to have watched every moment of the game where he was on the sideline, so 2 games ago. But it confuses me on how a team could have Derrick Henry, and even is like especially the Ravens, and like forget they have Derrick Henry. Like, what is it that you have going on, especially with Lamar Jackson injured and not playing the same as he has up to his MVP level? What do y'all got going on to where y'all can afford to forget that Derrick Henry is on your team? Like, there's got to be more of a there or something going on with that. But definitely rectified that with the 4 touchdowns in this game.
Yeah, this is part of the reason why this loser is a loser on the weekend. And that is Mike Tomlin, the Steelers offense, where they – can you give me this quote from our guy, our fellow Texan, Miles Garrett, who plays for the Cleveland Browns? He was on his way, and I guess he is a somewhat loser in this, but I feel weird calling him a loser because that feels like that would be a thing that would reflect poorly on me, especially if I was ever in the presence of one Miles Garrett.
Yeah, but and he is Miles Garrett, I mean.
22 sacks on the season.
Yeah.
He is a half sack – well, I mean, a full sack away from breaking – the record that is tied between Michael Strahan and T.J. Watt.
Yeah.
And he was going up against a Steelers offense that one could think maybe it could happen against. They were getting the ball out so quick, as Aaron Rodgers has been this season, but they did so seemingly to their detriment. At least that's what Miles Garrett has to say about this one. Did you have this audio, Colin? No, you didn't? Well, Myles Garrett said after the game that he felt like they were trying so hard to not allow him to get a sack that they you know, kind of hurt their offense. And I would agree. Like, they just look. Now, this offense hasn't been incredible, don't get me wrong, but Arthur Smith had gotten it rolling a little bit better. They look like they absolutely tanked their possibilities. And they lost to the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
Leaving open the possibility that if they lose again, actually, they play the Ravens next week. And if they lose to the Ravens are in the playoffs at the four seed.
And it feels much more likely to lose to the Ravens. Like, if you just kind of step back, go before this game and say, hey, which one of those two games do you feel like they're going to lose? It's the Ravens one. And like, which one do you think they're going to win? Which one do you think they're going to lose? You would have given them that Browns game. Like, oh, they'll handle business against the Browns, surely.
And that would have ended the Ravens for the season.
And they couldn't do it.
We would continue the Lamar Jackson. Have you seen the Lamar Jackson conversation that's happening with the column that was written about him
people
being up
that?
Till 2 in the morning, having poor eating choices?
And now people wondering if they're better off with Snoop out there.
Well, clearly they were.
But that's how
they were better off getting the ball to Derrick Henry. I don't know about with Snoop out there.
But to the, I think more so to the point of just like souring on a guy quickly, or when a season goes south, coming up with all of these ridiculous things to say, right? And kind of, you know, just ignoring who this guy is. So, but yeah, the formula is to get the ball to Derrick Henry for them, for sure.
Yeah, but because Derrick Henry, when they remember to do this, is still doing this at his big age, at least running back wise, because Lamar Jackson, when he's been healthy, is still looking, he's looking a little bit more like Lamar Jackson, a little bit less hurt every chance that he gets. I don't like the opportunity that the Steelers have given for him to be in the playoffs, especially as the Texans, courtesy of the Buffalo Bills not going for it on two, are currently sitting as the five seed and have an opportunity to remain as the five seed. Going to Baltimore, it does not scare me, but it does create a little bit of dis-ease within me.
Yeah, I am not scared of Baltimore. That being said, I will be rooting very, 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 very passionately for the Pittsburgh Steelers this weekend in this game. Like, I think that goes, if it doesn't go without saying, let me say it now to be clear. I will be rooting for the Steelers. I'd much rather play the team that lost to the Browns than the Ravens.
I will be with you in that regard. Couple other winners here, if you don't mind. This is statistics-wise. Shout out to Breece Hall, who is a winner question mark. And you'll understand why the question mark is here. He got to 1,000 yards rushing this year, this weekend. This is the first time that a Jets player has done that since 2015.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
That's crazy.
It's been a decade since they've had a 1,000-yard rusher. Not 2,000. We're not talking about CJ. 1,000.
And they beat the Texans 2 years in a row.
All right. So that was not my intention.
I'm just saying, like, you know what I'm saying? If I'm going to be a hater, I got to also acknowledge, like,
you're not wrong.
They did still lose to Zach Wilson and then Aaron Rodgers.
But
that did happen.
Also, salute to Trey McBride, who broke the record for catches by a tight end. He's just been fantastic as a tight end this year.
So a loser that you did not have in here that I thought should have been an honorable mention loser of the weekend. Got to be Cameron Dicker. Dicker the kicker.
Yeah.
I mean, coming up short 4 points in a four-point game that you lose, and you're the most accurate by percentage kicker in the history of the game. Yeah, you're a loser of the weekend. A winner overall. Excellent kicker. First Pro Bowl season, from what I understand. Not necessarily this weekend.
Missed a fairly easy field goal. No, it was a pretty long field goal, but then also an extra point.
Missed an extra point. The field goal basically negated a turnover. You know, the missed field goal.
It did.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it negates a turnover. Like, and then again, that's before you know what the final score is going to be. Final score ends up being the exact points that you left on the table. Yikes.
How did Phillip Rivers get two Phillip Rivers situations in 1 week? Because the Chargers did the thing on this side, and then they had the you got one play and one opportunity to go down the field to see if you can win down by one score. Phillip Rivers, man, he is an institution. He is magical.
Yeah.
How much do you think the missed field goals are Danico Autry over there scaring kickers now?
Oh, I'd be scared. I don't blame him.
He'd just be putting that big old paw up.
Man, he's a scary dude. You watch him ear hole a guy that's way bigger than you.
That's
you're like,
point.
Man, if he did that to him, what he going to do to me?
Well, thankfully, it's just the football. He's not actually hitting the kickers. That's a penalty.
That's true.
Yeah.
But still, penalty be damned. I don't want him touching me. If I'm my size, a kicker size.
Also, he did get a penalty in this game.
We're not doing that.
We will talk about the Danico Autry penalty and others as coming up next. No OG in. But we got B. Scott in. I would like to get B. Scott's passing thoughts from this game. We'll do that next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.